Okay, everybody, say hello to everybody. It's going to try to talk about a little bit of Divrei Chizuk, especially as it regards Tefillah Davening. We've opened up the shul a little bit more. That means the minyanim have increased from 10. Some of them have gone up to 20. We've added a few more minyanim, and we're ready to add more minyanim. We're still keeping and maintaining social distancing. Everybody in the shul has to daven with a mask and be socially distanced away from the people next to them. People can use either gloves or make sure that their hands are cleaned with sanitizer. And I think it's important to know, number one, that every time somebody walks into shul and they're wearing a mask or they're socially distanced from the person next to them, both, they're being mekayim the mitzvah say of nishmartem oid nafshei seichem. Mekayim the mitzvah say of yehavta racha kumoicha. The mekayim the mitzvah say of doing chesed. And there are other mitzvahs as well. And even though there are, I would say, to be open as we've been open before in Divrei Chizuk, maybe chalukei deis, different opinions, at 3052 we were staunch supporters of social distancing, and going along with the doctors and with the government ordinances. But as I told many people, it was much easier to close. I'm not talking about emotionally and halachically, but it was much easier to close than it is to open. There are chalukei deis about opening, and that makes for, I would say, more confusion. I would like to write a letter to maybe clarify some of the issues right now that exist as far as social distancing are concerned. Camps, schools. It's hard, though, because every situation needs its own answer. I'm on the phone daily with anywhere between 5 and 15 shaylos just about what should I do with my children. Their yeshiva is opening, their school is opening, their camp is opening. And what should I do with my grandchildren, or what should I do with my parents and my in-laws with my children? And many of these shaylos need separate and specific answers. So I don't know if I'm going to write anything, but I've been talking to many, many people over the phone. I'll continue doing that, but I like to be mechazik the fact that social distancing is something that we're still continuing. As are most, if not all, of the maestas in our city, and is the, I would say, the majority of people, maybe they're the silent majority, but the majority of people are maintaining social distancing. What exactly is social distancing? Okay. When exactly is Shabbos over, Lahavdil? Many different opinions and many different shitas, but we're all trying to be involved in this mitzvah of social distancing. Now, besides that issue, there's another issue that's coming up. And as I said, as we began, the shuls are opening wider. And Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we hope to open even wider. And I think it's important to understand the following. The Medrash relates that there was an Apikiris, a min, a heretic, who came to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went to Rome. Rabbi Akiva gave a drasha in Rome, a drasha on Judaism. And after the drasha, he was attacked. He was attacked by a person who said, Rabbi Akiva, you claim that God does what he says. He says, God doesn't keep Shabbos. He carries on Shabbos. The wind blows things from one place to another place. This is the Medrash in Breishis Rabbah and Shmais Rabbah. And based on this Medrash, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky asks another question. How is it possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to bring Korbanos on Shabbos? Bring Korbanos on Shabbos is also Chilul Shabbos. Killing an animal is Chilul Shabbos. Many things were done in the Beis HaMikdash vis-a-vis Korbanos is Chilul Shabbos. Burning the meat of the animal is Chilul Shabbos. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu instruct us to be Mechal Shabbos? The same kash as the Medrash. So Yaakov gives a very fundamental answer. He spoke about this a little last night in the Shurim, Let's Learn to Daven. Yaakov is in Parshas Pinchas, talking about the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov says that, it's an unbelievable thing, the heretic, he may have been a heretic, funny to say this tongue-in-cheek, but he was a little bit of a lamdan. He only asked about carrying. Why didn't he ask about planting, watering plants? So Rabbi Yaakov says that the Medrash means to say the following. That which has to be done for the Kiyum Olam, for the world to exist, that was not the Apikoros' question. Whatever blew in the wind one day to the next, it didn't have to be done on Shabbos. It may not have to be done at all, seemingly. So why was that done? So the Medrash answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Akiva explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire world is his chotzer. There's no carrying by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is his dalet amos. Okay. But the fact that planting, watering plants, the Medrash doesn't ask, says of Yaakov, because that which is needed for the kingdom of the world, that is not asked. Says of Yaakov, korbanos are needed for the kingdom of the world. It's not that korbanos is something which we don't understand and some type of Kabbalistic issue, esoteric issue. It is esoteric. And there's much Kabbalah in the korbanos. But the simple meaning of korbanos is that korbanos keep the world going. It keeps the world going. And that's really the Mishnah. We all know the Mishnah. Avoida means Kabbanis. Without Torah, there's no world. Without Kabbalah, there's no world. And without Kabbanis, there's no world. But there's a problem. Avram Avinu asked this Kasha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is recorded in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the Kabbanis, or something that keeps the world functioning. So ask the Rav Avinu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to be when there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash? There's no Korbanos. Says the Gemara, there's going to be tefillah. Tefillah. Gemara says in Brachas, tefillah, keneged korbanos tiknum. Tefillah was made keneged the korbanos, corresponding to korbanos. When there are no korbanos, we daven. Shachris, mincha mayer, but keneged the korbanos that were brought daily. Musaf is keneged the korban musaf that was brought on Shabbos. Musaf is chaydish, the same. Musaf and yontif, the same. So if the pshat is, as Rabbi Yaakov says, and as Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the korbanos keep us going, and when there are no korbanos, tefillah keeps us going, that means tefillah maintains the world. Avayda means nowadays, post-Beis HaMikdash, during the time of Churban, during the time of Golos, it's tefillah that keeps the world going. Rashi quotes on the Avavimit Beis and Meseches Brachas, Tefillah is something which is oimed beruma shalaylam, it stands in the height of the world, which means it maintains the world. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let's stop for a second. What does this mean? What does it mean tefillah maintains the world? Anybody's allowed to unmute themselves and tell me what it means. But tell me, what does it mean tefillah maintains the world? Tell me, push up shot, tefillah maintains the world. The push up shot is that tefillah is so important, paramount, that tefillah in fact keeps the world going. It's not a nice thing to do. It's not the frum thing to do. It's not the man thing to do. It's not the yeshiva guy thing to do. It's the Jewish thing to do. And it's not stam the Jewish thing to do. It's the thing that maintains the world. Now, if that's the case, Rabbi Sait, this is not a Musa Shmuz. It's not even a drasha. We're just talking together. This is like Pashtus. This is Judaism 101. If tefillah is something that maintains the world, what about the place in which we go to daven? What is that place? What is that room? What is that building? What does it mean? There's a book I'm reading. It's called Our Man in Jerusalem, a new book that just came out. I recommend it highly. Very, very geschmacka stories. Very easy read. Nowadays at the Kaisel, there's a firm that professionally cleans the Kaisel. They clean the plaza. They clean the Kaisel area. There was a time, 100 years ago, the Kaisel was kept clean by private individuals. Private individuals looked for the honor to clean the Kaisel. And there was such a drive and a desire. There was a lottery, there was a geirel to see who would win the schus to clean the kaisel, to clean the kaisel area. Until today, there are elderly people, men and women, who go to the kaisel on Friday afternoon, and after the professionals, cleaners, clean the kaisel, they look for things to fix, or to clean, or to shine up at the kaisel. Wipe down the chairs. Any scraps of paper. The issue of covered Shabbos at the Kaisel. There was a Yid called the Lulava Rebbe, a big, gigantic tzaddik. On Thursday, he used to take a wagon with a donkey and ride on a wagon pulled by a donkey from Yerushalayim to Chevron. Unbelievable. Why? He would go to Maariv HaMachpelah every single week. Who knows what this means? He would invite Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Leah to come spend Shabbos at the Kaisel. The author of the book said his grandmother used to accompany the Lulav HaRebbe in the wagon. Every Thursday, to go to Chevron to invite the Yavos and the Yimos to come to the Kaisel. The Kaisel! The Beis HaMikdash! They have the schus to clean the area of the Kaisel. They have the schus to go to the Kaisel. The place where Klal Yisrael has been davening for centuries and millennia. To have the schus to go back to Shul. Some people in our shul still haven't been to shul. Some people in our city still haven't been to shul. Some people still haven't been to a minyan. What a schus to be able to have a minyan. Rabbi Sai, I'd like to talk about something. No Musa. No Joshua. Let's just talk. Those people who haven't been to shul yet, or those people who have been to shul. I myself have been to shul since the night of Shuas. Except for the night of the riots, we've been to shul every shul, Baruch Hashem, three times a day. I've tried. I don't think I've missed yet. I've tried. When I get to the door, as I walk into the Beis Knesset, the holy Beis Knesset, the 3052, before I walk in, I try to do what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says this right before Hilchos Tefillah begins. A person should stand at the doorway and say, Beis Elokim Nahalech Barogish. I'm walking into the Beis Elokim now. Beis Elokim, that's the Beis HaMikdash Ma'at. I'm walking into the Beis Elokim. I'm walking into the Beis Elokim. Bow a little. Bend our heads a little. V'ani b'roiv chazdecho avo v'esecho. Because of your chesed, I'm going back to shul. V'ani b'roiv chazdecho avo v'esecho. Hishtacha v'el hechol kodshach. I'm suggesting for a month, we come back to shul for a month. I know that Baruch Hashem, nobody walks into shul with their phone on. For a month, stand at the door, no coffee, no phone, nothing visible. Walk in. Basically, Kim Nalach Barogish, stand for a second or two and think about the fact that the schus to walk into shul. For a month, Rabbi Sai, come to shul on time. And what I'm going to suggest now is not easy, I understand that. I'm asking for a month. I'm going to come to shul on time, which means for those people wearing towels and tefillin, I'm ready to daven with my towels and tefillin on. If davening starts at 8 o'clock, I'm dressed for davening at 8 o'clock. And I don't leave until the last Kaddish has been fully recited. This is the Beis Elokim. Chaim Kanievsky just put out. He just printed from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Walking out early on the king. On time and staying till the end. Our shul had learning from 5:30 a.m. to midnight. 5:30 or even 5 a.m. till midnight. 19 hours. None of that's happening now. No learning in the shul. We're kam davening. We're going to come back to our holy shul. How are we going to come back? Bow our heads, walk in with awe in our uniforms, ready to daven and stay for davening. Davening keeps the world going. Not so mumbo jumbo, we say a bunch of words. Those people have the schus. I consider it a schus to be a participant in the shir. Let's learn to daven, to understand a little bit what davening is about. We lost the ability to daven in a shul for 3 months. And now we're coming back, and now we're coming back a little bit more, and soon a little bit more. And maybe one day soon will be even a little bit more. All the men and all the women and all the children will come back in the shul. What is shul about? Shul keeps the world going. Al shloichs of the varm oilam oimein, says Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. It's in place of the kabbonis, that's the Beis HaMikdash, which people vied for the opportunity to clean it, let alone daven there, to invite the other city most to come for Shabbos. For a month, Rabbi Yisai, our shul should be different. Should be different. Our hanhaga, our conduct should be different. No mussar here. We're talking divrei chizuk among friends. We lost our makom kaddish, the only institution in the world, in Klal Yisrael, that never closes 365 days a year. I said this before, I think before Pesach. Yeshivas closed, girls' schools closed, seminaries closed, elementary schools closed, kollel closes, every single institution, and the mikvah closes two nights a year. Shuls never close, and shuls were closed. Closed. In our lifetimes, we post-World War II people live with relative peace in our lifetimes. We, the generation who owns their own homes and owns their own cars, and some people have more than one home, and people go on vacations and all different things that people do. We couldn't go to our shuls. Our shuls. I'm not making an appeal, Rabbi Say. But I want to say something. I said it this morning, I think they sent out a video for a moment. We weren't in shul for Yisker on Pesach. Who thought that was going to happen? Even when the shuls were closed, we thought a week or 2 weeks. Pesach, no Shabbos HaGadol, no Yisker. Okay, Pesach. Shavuos. We thought Shavuos. We couldn't learn in shul Shavuos night. We barely opened up with a minyan of 10 people in masks. Some shuls didn't even open for Shavuos. So, Torah, Avoda, Yulos HaSodim. We're coming back to a little bit of tefillah. A little bit of tefillah. The pushkas aren't on the bima in shul. We're not putting money in the pushkin shul before tefillah. Nobody's making a Misha Berach and giving money. Unbelievable thing. Two yiskas and one dinner. We're supposed to have a dinner for the 50th year of the show. We didn't have a dinner. Not stama dinner. We're supposed to celebrate a yovel, 50 years of a show. We're supposed to celebrate. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't allow us to celebrate. So a connection to the shul, if there's a connection to clean the shul, and there's a connection to walk into the shul with awe, based on Kim Malach Baragesh, is it not a connection to give something to the shul also? Isn't that also part of what we have to do? We still can't learn in the shul, we're still not learning in the shul. We started to daven in the shul. What about the tzedakah aspect of the shul? The chesed aspect of the shul? Nobody knows what's going on in Shemayim. We barely know what's going on in the Eretz. But we do. We do. If we could be in shul for a regular amount of time, I would ask, of course, that we'd be saying tillim for Rabbi Schwartz Shlita, who should be zecher for Shlema Seishachal Yisrael. Rabbi Keller Shlita should be zecher for Shlema Seishachal Yisrael. Rabbi David Feinstein Shlita, who's in the hospital, should be zecher for Shlema Seishachal Yisrael. We'd be davening. I would ask that we should be davening for the United States of America. Nobody knows what's going on. Defund the police, whatever, all the tumults. To daven for the country in which we live. Okay, you can do it in your own Shemon Esrei. You can do it in your own living room, your own dining room, wherever you're davening at home. But without the shul to be miyached us. We don't have our shul. Have it a little. But we have to prepare now. We have to prepare now. Like runners prepare for the marathon, Lahavdil, we have to prepare. We're going back to shul, Rabbi Say, it can't be the same. I'm saying at least a month. You want to do it for the rest of your life? Adarab. But we can't go back to shul the same way. I'm not even mentioning the T word. Talking has no place whatsoever. Can you imagine, Rabbi Isai? It's not the winter. Can you imagine walking into shul with snow on your shoes? I understand it's a big deal how you're going to get different shoes and boots and whatever. I just think of the musig. Think of the concept. It's basically, Kim, this is where the world stands. The world doesn't stand on Wall Street and not on Main Street. And we saw that already. Through Corona and through the riots and the protests, Rahman al-Islam, we saw where the world stands. The world stands in shul. The world stands with davening. That's our power. Koyach ha-peh, not Esav koyach of cherev. Hakol kol Yaakov. That's the divrei chizuk. We have to get ready to go back to shul with full force. Even if we're not in shul, in full uniform, with everybody there. We walk into shul, it's basically kin na'alech merogesh. We should be zeicher together, Rabbi Say. We should be zeicher together, Rabbi Say. Al shloisha devarim ha'olam oimed, al ha'toyra v'al avoyda al gmilas ha'sodim. We can learn Torah at home. I'm learning Torah several, many hours a day on the phone. The Kodol Baiker, and the Kodol Erev, and Shiurim, and all different types of technological ways to give Shiurim. It has no shaychus to giving a shiur in front of people. We want that to happen. But the Eved, we're doing it this way. We want to do chesed. Give tzedakah. But the Eved, we're doing it this way. Without doing it in shul. Without verbalizing it from our siddur when we say yisker in shul. Make an appeal in shul. We use our mouths to publicly declare that we want to do something for our Kodesh Baruch Hu via giving tzedakah to the shul in memory of our parents or whatever the situation may be. We haven't done it twice. It's not stomach cleanikite. It's part of our avodah that keeps the world going. It's not stam a nice thing. It keeps the world going. How's the world going without the shul's functioning at full force? How's the world going without the yeshiva's functioning at full force? It's frightening to think how the world's going. How the world is going without the shul's being the place of doing chesed. We should all be zeicher. We should all be zeicher. We should all be zeicher. Our shul, every yeshiva, every kollel, every seminary, every high school, girls, boys, elementary schools, all shiurim should be back on track 100%. Our building should be open for hours and hours and hours and hours a day. And we're going to work this all out, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. I'm going to try to give some other Dibri Chizuk about social distancing, but it's very hard. It's so individualized. Very hard. Right now I'm wishing all of us Hatzlacha. Hatzlacha. Coming up to Parsha Shlach already. Started by Yaakov Pekute. It's unbelievable. Coming up to Parsha Shlach. We should all be zeicher tatzlocha, to be connected, to see Shloisha Devarim Olam Oimed, Al HaTorah Avodah Gemilas HaSodim, be done the way we used to it being done. And of course it should be done, not with the Kaisel Maravi, but with the four walls of the Beis HaMikdash that should be rebuilt, B'mheir Avi Yameinu. It's a schus to talk to everybody, Rabbi Yisai. I miss everybody. I can't wait for us to be back the way we want to be back all together. Hatzlacha Rabba Kol Tov.